Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chav Ches, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So the previous sugya that we learned discussed the Elohim Apsulim. Today's sugya, daf and change, is going to discuss the Ve'eluhin HaKroivim. Why are we talking about Psulin and Kroivim? So we mentioned this at the introduction to Daf Chaf Hei. It's because the mission, the beginning of Perek Zeh Boirer, had a machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim when Baldin appoints a Dayan, whether the other Baldin has the ability to frivolously disqualify him or not. Remeir said, yeah, the Chachamim say that the only way a Baldin can passel someone else's Dayan is if he can demonstrate that he's either a Pasel or a Karev. The Gemara then repeated the Machloikis as it relates to Eidos, but the bottom line is, in the Shitas HaChachamim of the Mishnah, which is very pertinent to Masechta Sanhedrin, we dealt with the Pasel and the Karev, or in the plural, the Psulim and the Kroivim. So the Mishnayis digressed a little bit, mentioned the Ve'eluhin HaPsulim, and now we're going to mention again the Ve'eluhin HaKroivim. The following are a list of people that are considered relatives as it relates to Hilchas Dayanus and Hilchas Eidos. Zok the Mishnah Achiv, a person's brother. Va'achi Yaviv, and his father's brother. Va'achi Imai, his mother's brother. U'bal Achoisai, his sister's husband. U'bal Achois Aviv, his father's sister's husband. U'bal Achois Imai, his mother's sister's husband, Ubal Imoy, his mother's husband, meaning his stepfather, V'chamav, his shver, V'gisoy, and his shvugger. Now, we already mentioned shvugger. Rashi says, gisoy literally means Bal Achois Ishtoy. So, it's his wife's sister's husband, all of the aforementioned Hain them, Uvneem and their sons, Vichasneem and their Edims are considered to be Kroivim. Vichargoy Lovati. There's another Karoiv, and that is Chargoy. Chargoy, Rashi says, is Ben Ishtoy. That's your wife's son, in other words, your stepson, but he's unique in that he's Levadai. Meaning, as it relates to Charga, you don't have that Hoysafa of Hain Uvneem Vichasneem. So if you do the math, Achiv was 1, Achi Aviv was 2, Achi Imai was 3, Bal Achois was 4, Bal Achois Aviv was 5, Bal Achois Imai was 6, Bal Imai was 7, Chamav was 8, Gisai was 9. So we mentioned 9 Kroivim, the numbers are going to matter in the daf, and then we mentioned a 10th that's unique in that it doesn't include Hein, Uvneim, Uvneisein. Am Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. The aforementioned is Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. But there was a Mishnah that predated Rabbi Akiva that stated the Kroivim a little bit differently. That Mishnah said, Doi doi, uben doi doi, v'chol haro'i liyarshai, are going to be included in this list. In other words, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, it's only doi doi and ben doi doi, your father's brother and his son, and kol haroi liyarshai, which is really the punchline. And that is, any person that is roi to yarshin you is going to be considered your karev. Now, what does it mean, a karev that's roi to yarshin you? So, we're not that far removed from perik eish noichlin and perik mishem eis. And we know that the guiding principle is mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas eim, in a kriya mishpacha. And it's for that reason, what the Mishnah Rishayna essentially is saying is, that the only time someone's considered a karev, as it relates to Hilchas Dayanos and Hilchas Eidos, is if it's mishpachas av. But if it's mishpachas eim not, and if that's the case, some of the kriyim that we mentioned earlier are not going to be included. So there's a major machloik is going on in the Mishnah, how we define Kroivim. Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva was the list of 9 Heim, Uvneem, Vichasneem, plus a 10th. Whereas the Mishnah Rishayna held that it's only Mishpachasov. And really, Kol HaRoi LeYarsha is going to be included. Another halacha. B'chol HaKarev Loi Ba'oisesha. The only time someone's considered a Karev is if he's a Karev Ba'oisesha. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi seems to define Karev Loi Ba'oisesha as one of two things. Either you were a Karev when you saw the Eidos, or you're a Karev at the time that you're coming to say the Eidos. If, however, you were once upon a time a Karev, before you're coming to say Eidos, and even before you saw the Eidos, then already you're going to be kosher. Next words in the Mishnah. Are you Karev? In this rachik, I raise a kosher. Rabbi Huda said it's not so kosher. Afilu mesa bita. V'yesh loy bonem mimena. Hareza Karev. Let's say somebody has an Edom. That's going to be considered a Karev. Then his daughter died. So based on that, you would assume that right now, as long as the daughter died before he saw the Edus, before he's coming to say the Edus, so that Edom is no longer going to be considered a Karev. Rabbi Yehuda was mechadish that if Yeshloi Banim Imena, that is considered a Hemshach. Where do you find this idea in the Torah? The sugis of Truma. But the point is that if Yesh Lo Banim Imena, that means that there's still some Hemshach and Hareza Karev, this Edom is going to be considered a Karev. Ha'oyev v'ha'soyne. Additionally, someone that's an Oyev or someone that's a Soyne is also Pasul Le'edos. Oyev, what's the definition of an Oyev? Zeh Shushbinoi. It's referring to the Shushbin, and we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Soyne kosh le'di b'shloshe yomim be'eva. If someone hasn't spoken to somebody for 3 days, not because he's been busy, but simply because they're in a fight. So if you're fighting with somebody for 3 days, you're considered a Soyne. Amru Loi, so they told him, now who they tell? So it's clear from the Amru Loi that this is all Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda made a comment on Karev and Esrach. Then the Mishnah said, Oyev HaSoyne. When you read the Mishnah, it's not clear that that's Dvar of Rabbi Yehuda, but from the Amru Loi, that's the giveaway. So they told Rabbi Yehuda, Le'nechshti Yisrael al-kach, Chalila, to say that an Oyev and a Soyne are going to be Pasul Edus, Yidin are not Choshen. Karev, yeah, there's a Sugi of Karev, we're going to see it's based on Xeris HaKosov's Psulin, also, those people are Choshud, or there's a Xeris HaKosov element to that, but to say an Oyev and a Soyne are already Choshud, Ad Kedei Kach, that's not something that is going to be the case. In other words, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether an Oyev and a Soyne apostle Edus, whether Oyev and a Soyne are not going to be apostle Edus. Either way, there was a lot here in this Mishnah. The overwhelming majority of it, certainly the complicated part of it, deals with the laws of Krovim and really the Daf that we're about to learn now, which is going to take us Be'ezus Hashem Yizbarach, all the way to the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, is going to really go into some nuanced discussions related to Krovim, and today's daf has some serious Yevamos vibes and some serious Yesh Noichlin vibes. So there's Krovim sugis that are scattered throughout Shas, most of them in Yevamos, but this is definitely one of those dafin with a hey idea. Either way, so the premise of the Mishnah is the Eloin Akroivim, that a Karev is postulated. So the Gemara Minan immediately, what's the Makar? That a Karev is postulated to Tanur Rabbanon. We learned in a Braise, so it says in the Torah, and this is the Pasik that's going to guide us for the next part of the daf. La Yumsu Avois Albanin, Ubanim La Yumsu Al Avois, Ish Bichetoi Yumasu. So just to touch the words. La Yumsu Avois Albanim. Fathers shall not die because of their sons. Ubanim la yumsu alavis. Nor shall sons die because of their fathers. Ish becheta yumas. You do an aveira, you die. Nothing to do with your father, nothing to do with your son. It's each man for himself. Ish becheta yumas. Stating that, says the Gemara Matamalim. What does this pasuk really mean? The ratio of the pasuk. La yumsu avis abanim. Ubanim la yumsu alavis. Im la lamich la yumsu avis. Ba'avoyim banim ubanim ba'avoyim avois. Doesn't mean what it sounds like it's saying. Harik farnemat. That's the next words of the pasuk. Ish becheta yumasu. So, l'chura, if the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk are saying the same thing, then essentially the pasuk is very, very redundant. Elo, must be the ratio of the pasuk really means something else. Lo yumsu aves albanim means be'edus banim. Ubanim lo yumsu al aves means be'edus aves. And what the Torah is coming to say is lo yumsu aves albanim, that if a son would come into Bezin and be made that his father's chayiv misa, we're not going to kill him. Or if a father would walk into Bezin and say that his son is chayiv misa, we wouldn't kill the son. Why? Must because he's a kariv. So Zakti Gemara, it's this pasuk in the Torah, which is not the Pshutei Shal Mikra, but this is the Drush, the Torah Shabbat Pes, coming to teach me this halacha that Krovim apostolates. But the Gemara interrupts for a minute, and the Gemara says, Ubanim ba'avoyin avos loy, is that true that a son will never die because of the chet of his father? I mean, that's Pshutei Shal Mikra, what the whole pasuk is saying, and even after the Drush, for sure, what the Sefer of the pasuk is saying. But the Gemara says, Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Poiked Avoin Avois Albanim. Who does it say that? In the Aseres Hadibris, everybody knows that. That HaKadosh Baruch, who sometimes remembers, Milashim Poked Pakadati, Dover Be'itai, but Poiked Avoin Avois Albanim. So the Gemara says, Hasim, that's already different. Kisha Oichsin, Maisei Avoisein B'yadei. Meaning, Enochanami, if you have a father and a son, and the son goes in the way of his father, so then the father's peckle is going to be put on the son. But to the extent that the father and the son are not going in the same way, just because a father does something, has no implications on the son. Kedetanya, there's already a brice. No, there's a precedent for this distinction. It says in the Torah, Va'af ba'avoinois avoisam itam yimaku. This is a pasuk in the Teichacha. And we learn from here Again, this is the Braisa. That's Tavshin, in this pasuk that says that Itam Yumaku, you can have tzaras because of the hair of your father. It's Tavka Kisha Oichsem Maisei. Says the Braisa, Atom Ksheichsen, Oyeni, El Kshein Oichsen. Maybe the Braisa. Or maybe the pasuk means even when they're not. You see from ishbechata yumasu that if it's ain oichsem maisei yaseim b'yadeim, then it's not going to be that the child's going to die on behalf of the father. In other words, must be that the pasuk of va'af b'avoynes itam yimaku hare must be talking about where it is oichsem maisei avyaseim b'yadeim. But the Gemara says v'loy another kasha v'aksiv. The pasuk says v'koshlu ish be'achiv. Again, this is a pasuk in the Teichacha, and we learn from there ish ba'avoin achiv, that a person is going to stumble because of the avera of his brother. And malamid, we learn from here, shekulon arevim zeh v'zeh. There's a concept of arbus. What does that mean? That means it's not one man for itself. Everyone's responsible for everybody. So how does it stem with this pasuk of ish b'cheta yumasu? So the Braisa says, no, that's talking about shoy b'yadam limchais v'loy michu. That's a special situation where you could have been moich and you weren't. Oh, if you could have been moich and you weren't. So now, it's not just his avera, it's a shtickl, you are avera also. But the point is that as it relates to our sugya, minohani mili, how do you know that kravim apostle edus? It's learned down from the pasuk that says lo yumsu avois al banim, ubanim lo yumsu al avois. Those words mean that a father cannot die because of the testimony of a son, nor can a son die because of the testimony of his father. Zoysoy meres, that kravim apostle edus. I doesn't pshutei shel mikra of the pasuk mean that a father won't die because of the chet of his son, and a son won't die because of the chet of his father. Yeah, but if that's what really the pasuk means, then the seif of the pasuk is redundant because the next words are ish bechetah yumasu, which means exactly that. Must be for the psukim not to be redundant that the reish of the pasuk is talking about something else. It's telling me a halacha in Hilchos Eidah. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan, from the ikud rasha of layumsu avos albanim ubanim layumsu al avos, we see the following: avos labanim, ubanim la avos, vikolshkein avos lahadadi. So the way Rashi explains it, and there's really a few Rashi, starting from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, going to the top of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that the Gemara understands that even though the literal definition of the words, like Yumsu Avos Al Banim Ubanim Yumsu Al Avos, to the extent that we're going to say it's talking about Psuli Eidus, means that a son can't say Eidus on a father, and a father can't say Eidus on a son, but really we see more than that. We see from there that not only can't a son, let's look at it from the son's perspective, say Eidus on his father, he also can't say Eidus on his father's brother. Where do you see that? Let's just stop there for a second. Where do you see that? Because it says Avos. Avos is a Lashon Rabbah. And if what the Torah wanted to say was, your father would have said Av. Avos means it's your father and somebody else. Who's the somebody else? It's your father's brother. Mechtesi. How do you know it's the father's brother? So Rashi says, because the closest relative to your father is his brother. And therefore, it's mistaber that the avos is going to be his brother. Now, if the Torah just said that a son can't say eidus about his father, and he also can't say eidus on his father's brother, then we also know that two brothers can't say eidus on each other. Because if the nephew's possible eidus on his uncle, for sure, the brothers are pasul eidus la'adadi, and the svara is very simple, because what's the shaychus from the nephew to his uncle? It's because, oh, his father and the brother are related. Oh, so kal v'chomer, then the father and the brother have to be pasul. In other words, ashkechan, what we see from this pasuk then is, avos labanim, ubanim la'avos, v'kolshkein avos la'adadi, father, son, son, father, right, because it goes both ways, and uncle, nephew, nephew, uncle, but also brothers. Says the Gemara, Bonim Lebonim Minalon. How do you know first cousins? So how do you know if you have two brothers and they each have sons? How do you know that they're going to be possible eidos to each other? So the Gemara says, Imkain, because if not, Lichtev Kro, what the Torah should have said was, Lo Yumsu Avos Al Ben. My bonim, da filu bonim lahadadi. It's the word bonim that teaches me that the first cousins are going to be puzzled to each other. And the way Rashi explains is that even though we're darshaning the avos and the bonim in the ikud rasha, but for that all it had to say was avos lashon rabbim. If it would have said lo yumsu avos al ben, I would have known the whole story. Because if avos means not just father, also uncle, then it's mistaber that ben is the ben of the son and it's the ben of the uncle. I would use Ben in the singular to relate to each one of the avos in avos. So really, everything that we just said, I know from avos without the word ben. So if that's the case, why then does it have to say banim? Oh, it's coming to teach me that even the banim lahadadi. Okay, banim la'alma minalon anushayla. How do I know that kroivim are possible to be mitstarif together to go say edus to somebody else? Meaning, from here, I just learned a lot of different pratim in the world of kroivim, but all of them are situations where one karev is being made on another karev, which is true. In the world of the Eloi not Kroivim, of course, the karev can't be made on another karev. That's the Iker Allah. But there's another din in Hilchas Kroivim that says, two Kroivim are psule edos to be mitzdarif, right? Nimtze echad mehem karev epasel. Means, you have two edim, and then one of them, or three edim, or four edim, almost found to be a karev. That's also a problem. So where do you see that? If this is the Makaris, it has to be somewhere here. So the Gemara said, Om Rami Barcham, Rami Barcham heard the Shaiwa. He said, Svaruhu, I don't think you need a pasel for that. It's very logical. What's so logical? Kedetan, you limited the bride, say, edim, nasim, zoyim, and the halach is if two edim walk in the bezin and they say edus shaker, meaning they were found to be edim zayimin. So the halach is unless both of them were found to be edim zayimin, they don't become edim zayimin. So Rami Bachama said a geshmak is farbi. So what are you going to tell me? But I'm la al mekshirim that two kroivim apostle to say edus tizamin nimso ed zayimin nerak be edus achir. It's going to come out in math whenever you have edim zayimin, each ed zayimin is being killed because of the edus of his karev. Because the only time he could kill an eid zoymeim is if he was tzezamin with somebody else. Meaning, the oynish of kasha zomam you only get if you're an eid zoymeim and your compadre is also an eid zoymeim. Which, by definition, then means that that other person that's being made together with you is sort of implicating you in some grammatic way to be killed. A case of dinei nefashis. Now, if you're telling me that a karev can't say edus on somebody else, then by definition, because of this little issue, l'chayra, two karevim shouldn't be able to say edus together. This was Rami Bar Chama's patent. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Rami Bar Chama, he said, l'tamech, according to, let me ask you another question. All the time we learned in the Mishnah, shloisha achim ve'echod mitztarev imam. And this is a Mishnah in Cheskes Abatim. So what's the loch of Cheskes Abatim? 3 years, you don't need an ach v'shtarcha. The muchzik of the karka wins over the marakam. Okay. Now, in order to have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, you have to have two edim that say you were there for 3 years. So what happens if you have one peer of edim saying you were there year one, another peer year two, another peer year three? No worries, that's not a big deal. The Mishnah says, in fact, you could have three brothers and a fourth guy, and they'll be able to be mitzarif together on harei elu gimel idios. You'll end up with three idios, vehein edos achas la'azama. And they're going to also be one edos as it relates to azama. So what does this mean? So the Mishnah says that kroivim can't say edos together. But if you would have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi that are brothers. Reuven knows that this person was there year one. Shimon knows year two. Levi knows year three. And then there's a fourth guy, Yehuda, who's not a brother. So he knows all 3 years. So he can be mitzarif with Reuven for year one, Shimon for year two, Levi for year three. You're going to end up with two edim for each one of the years. And like this, it's going to be good. Now the Mishnah concludes and says that edus achas la'azam. What does that mean? The only time they're ever going to pay kasha zomam is if someone's going to be able to be mazim the ganza ma'isa. Because if you're mazim only 1 year, being that each year in and of itself was nothing, so there's no basis in like kasha zaman lasis lachem. In order to have a kasha zaman, you would need a zama on all four edim, meaning on all three testimonies. But what's the kasha? The kasha is, let's say somebody would come now and be mazim the whole geshaft, then they would have to pay kasha zaman. And then so what's going to emerge is that eid zaman mishalei mamin be'edus achiv. Right, in this case, the only reason Reuven's paying kasha zaman is because Shimon was made and he was also an eid zaman. And because Levi was made, he was also an eid zaman. So in other words, you basically tell me I'm only paying kasha zaman because my brother was made. If you're right, Rami Bar Chama, that that's what underpins the svara, then that Mishnah can't be a true Mishnah. So from the fact that that Mishnah is true, so we see that you don't say your svara. And if that's the case, must be there's a different reason why Krav and Ma possibly made together. Now, why don't you say this for us? And Rava continued. He said, Ella Hazama Ma'amakasi. It's a nice svar, Rami Bachama, but at the end of the day, who's being mazim the Edom Zayim? And it's the second peer of Edom. You're only an Eid Zayim if someone else is made with you? Okay, say a svar, why that's not a svar, right? Pasha Dalomdis. But the point is, who's being mazim? It's the Me'almakasi, it's the second pyramid. And if that's the case, we need a makarna. How you know that two brothers or two kroivim would be possible to be made together. So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to go back to the drawing board, which means the pasuk. We have to go back to our pasuk that is the source to the psul kroivim. We have to say like this, Elva im kein, if this was not true, lichtev kro, uben al avois, inami heim al avois, my ubanim, it's the second ubanim that teaches me that fil ubanim la'alma. Meaning the first banim taught me first cousins can't be made about each other. But then it said again ubanim. That's already miutah, right? You could have said uben, doesn't have to say lashon rabim ubanim, or just say behem, because you already mentioned banim a second ago. So why does it say ubanim ubanim, right? It says amamish twice, banim ubanim. Those are the two words, right? Benkach ubenkach kriyim banim. It says banim and then it says ubanim. So lechure, if that's the case, why do I need the second ubanim? Oh, that's what it's coming to teach me. Zakhti gemara, ashkichon kreveyav, krevey eminon. From this pasuk, I only know kreveyav, right? Shaneimol, lo yumsu avayis al banim. Ubanim lo yumsu al avos. Right, we're very much talking about avos. So maybe the only time there's a psul kurva when it comes to edos is avos. Now, what would be the logic to say that? Mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas emenu kriya mishpacha. So it's extremely logical that maybe this is the way it is. And if this is the source in the pasuk, so the Gemara says, Amakra, it says in the Torah, avos, avos trezimni. The word avos is also extra the second time, at least the lashon rabim shaboy for sure. And emenu in the krevei av, tenei in the krevei. I don't need it twice to tell me av. Oh, so the main Yin teaches me another geshmak shaylo. This pasuk is talking about yumsu la yuvsu, where people are being inkla, just the family is killing each other, literally. How do you know if it's l'schus that it's also going to be a problem? On makra yumsu yumsu treizemni, it says yumsu an extra time, and the main Yin lechayva tenei winyan l'schus ashkecham b'dinei nefashes nach geshmak shaylo. All I know is dinei nefashes bein lechayva bein l'schus. Ah, but b'dinei mamonis minalan on makra. This has nothing do with this pasuk. This is a general yisoid that repeats itself throughout the Masechta. Mishpat echad yeh lachem, mishpat hashava lachem. And if there's a psul kroivim as it relates to dinei nefashes, l'schus l'choy, mishpachasam, mishpachasem, then the same thing is going to be true as it relates to dinei mamonis as well. So if you just want to do the sikum in terms of all the different nuances that we just learned, what's the makar of the Elohim akroivim? L'yumsu aves al banim, ubanim l'yumsu al aves. So from the ikur drasha, and it's not so much the ikur drasha because there's a lot of teresh about pe, even in the Ikur Drasha. But from the Ikur Drasha, we learn a father, son, son, father, uncle, nephew, nephew, uncle, and two brothers. From the fact that the Torah says Bonim as opposed to Ben, then we learn first cousins. From the fact that the Torah mentioned Bonim a second time, we learn that a Karev is not only possible to say this on another Karev, but they're even possible to its tarif. From the fact that the Torah mentioned Avos a second time, in Eno Inyan Lemishpachas Av, Tneu Inyan Lemishpachas Ein. From the fact that it says Yumsu, Yumsu, I learn, oh, Eno Inyan Lechayvet, Tneu Inyan Leschos. And as it relates to Dinei Mominis, that's nothing to do with this pasuk. That's the general rule of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Zokti Gemara, Omar Rav. Rav said, Achi Abba lo yoidli. My father's brother cannot say Eidos about me. That was mentioned in the Mishnah. Achi Aviv. Who? Ubnoi v'chasani. Him, his son, and his Eidim. That was also mentioned in the Mishnah. Because all the psulim, all the kraven mentioned in the Mishnah was him, uvneim, v'chasneim. Okay. But then Rav continued. And Rav said, Afani, so to me, lo yoidli. I can't be made about him. Now, to be clear, was that mentioned in the Mishnah? So the truth is, and this is very, very important, before we go weiter, that the Mishnah says uncle, but uncle also means nephew, right? It goes both ways. And you see it in the Ikur Drasha, lo yumsu avos al banim, ubanim lo yumsu al avos. So if your father's brother is a kariv to you, then you're a kariv to your father's brother, right? It goes both ways. So again, the fact that afani loy oyed loy, technically, you'll see in the Mishnah. But then he went weiter and he said, ani ubni v'chasami. It's not just me, it's me, my son, and my aid. That already is not mefurish in the Mishnah. Because the heim uvneim v'chasneim you had on the uncle, klapi the nephew. But that you never had in the nephew, klapi the uncle. Meaning, if uncle to nephew is a karov, then nephew to uncle is a karov. That much we are going to take out of the Mishnah. But the heim uvneim v'chasneim was only mentioned from the uncle side. It wasn't mentioned from the nephew side. And that's really Rav's chiddush. What Rav's bringing to the table is that. He said, achi abba lo yodli hu uvneim v'chasneim, that's easy. Aba afani lo yod loy, and in fact, the Gemara says that it's even shver from the Mishnah. Why? Because v'amai havalei shlishi berishon l'chayra Rav's son klape Rav's uncle is a shlishi berishoin va'anan, and what we have in the Mishnah is sheni b'sheni tanan, and sheni berishoin tanan, a b'shlishi berishoin loy tanan. Now, what's the definition of a rishon, sheni, a shlishi? Right, we're not learning Hilchos Tumah now. Rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, shlishi l'tumah. What's a rishon l'korva, sheni l'korva, shlishi l'korva? So it happens to be a big tumah in the rishonim, ayin sham. But the way Rashi explains it is that, let's say, Zayda, son, grandson, right? So the Zayda would be the Rishon, he's the highest level, and then his child would be the Sheni, and then the grandchild would be already the Shlishi. So in the case of Rav, Rav's uncle would be the Rishon, Rav would be the Sheni, and Rav's son, or Rav's Edim, would be the Shlishi. So when Rav says that I'm a Karev clapping my uncle, and not just me, my son and my Edim, essentially what he's saying is that a Shlishi L'Rishon is going to be a problem. And that's not something we see in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, what you find is a Sheni B'Sheni, and you find a Sheni B'Rishon. But a Shlishi B'Rishon, that already you don't find. So where do you see that? So Rashi says, Sheni B'Sheni is Kigoin, Achi Aviv, Ubenoi, right? Achi Aviv is Rishon B'Sheni, and his son, right? Your father's brother's son to you is Sheni B'Sheni, right? You're both on the same level. So you see Rishon B'Sheni, you see Sheni B'Sheni, but a Shlishi B'Rishon, that's not something you have. And if that's the case, it's a Kasha on Rav, because a Shlishi B'Rishon is a more distant relative. And from the Mishnah, Mechatesi, that's going to be considered a Karv. So the Gemara says, Maichasonoi Diktani B'Masnis, and it's not true. You have to say that Rav saw in the Mishnah even a Shlishi B'Rishon. Where did you see it? You have to say that when the Mishnah said, Heim Uvneim V'Chasneim, you know, you learn that? Not them, their sons, or their Edims. It's them, their sons, and their sons' Edims. Chasam benoi. That's what it means. And if that's the case, so now, essentially, you said, right, let's pick the case of Rav. Achi Aviv, his son, and his nephew. Oh, so now it's already Mefurish in the Mishnah that the person and his uncle's sons, Edim, so he's the Sheni, his uncle is the Rishon, his son is the Sheni, whose Edom is the Shlishi. You see a Shlishi B'Sheni. Oh, so it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, ready to dar Shlishi. Now, the truth is, the Gemara is going to ask that if this is the way you read the Mishnah, just to come up for breath for 1 second, then from the Mishnah you see a Shlishi B'Sheni. And even Rav didn't say Shlishi B'Sheni. Rav said Shlishi B'Rishon, and Shlishi B'Rishon is closer than a Shlishi B'Sheni, right? A Shlishi B'Sheni is like a third cousin twice removed or something. I'm not exactly sure. But something along those lines. I never figured out how that works. But the point is that Rav said Shlishi B'Rishon, and the Mishnah would be saying Shlishi B'Sheni, which is really a kasha on Rav. So if this is the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah, then I hear it's a doichik, and you found a Shlishi in the Mishnah, but you actually found a Shlishi B'Sheni. You're saying a little too good, right? Because you found more than you needed to find, which is a problem, because Rav Lahed, you said Shlishi B'Rishon. He didn't say Shlishi B'Sheni, in case that kasha is bothering you right now. I'm assuming not. But in case it is, the Gemara is going to ask it in a minute. But either way, again, says the Gemara, that La'olam, the Mishnah, is talking about a Shlishi. Where do you see the Shlishi in the Mishnah? Because when it says, Bneyem v'chosneyem, it's an obvious question. We're listening ben benoy. Right, if that's the case, if really chasneim is just the shlishi, so son and his son's edim, right, this is confusing enough. We don't have to make it more confusing. You just say son and grandson. The Gemara says you could have said that. And the chanami. That an edim is mamish like a son, even on the dar shlishi. This is the way it is. It's like an agav orchi de gechidish. But the Gemara says I have a problem with this, and this is going to get a little labidic. Taught a braisa, shmoina avos, that there are 8 avos, pun intended, as it relates to kroivim, shehein esrim v'arba, which if you incorporate all the toldos, what you're going to end up with is 24. Now, what's the cheshbon of 8 avos? So Rav Chiya basically counted up all the kroivim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, and he came up with 8. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we counted it twice on purpose because it was segueing into this Gemara's discussion. And really, in the Gemara, we had 9 plus another one, right? Plus the stepson, plus Chargoy. But Reb Chiya had 8, okay? And he said that when you cheshbin the Bneyem and the Chasneyem, what you're going to end up with is 24. Right? It's easy math. Right? It's 8 times 3, which is 24. But what's the Gemara's Kasha? Hani Tlalsen Vetarti Hava. What you should really have is, it should be 32. And the reason it should be 32 is because the way that the Gemara is saying now, Chasneyem means the Edoms of the sons. So what you should have is the 8 primary Kroivim, the Avos, sons, sons-in-law, which, by the way, even though sons-in-law are not mentioned, because Chasneim are the sons-in-law of the sons, but obviously they're apostle, so they should be included. And then the sons-in-law of the sons, which are mentioned in the Mishnah, should also be included. And if that's the case, it should be 8 times 4, and you should end up with 32. Right? The 8 avos, the 8 sons, the 8 edims, and the 8 edims of the sons. So it should be 32. Now, Freik Rashi Akasha, one second. Then shouldn't it be 40? Because if you're counting sons and edims as two, even though it only says bneyim, then you should count sons and chasneim as two on the next door, even though it only says chasneim. So Rashi says, because the only reason we're mentioning chasneim is milsa agavarchi kamashmon. And once you mention it once, you don't have to mention it twice. So therefore, the gemak shehel, that you only have to say chasneim once, you don't have to say it twice. But the bottom line is, if you're supposed to read the Mishnah the way Rav is suggesting you read the Mishnah, then how do you understand Rav Chiya? Why is it shmoina aveshein esun ba'arba? It should be shmoina aveshein talsin v'tartin. You have to say chasneim mamish. You have to go back and learn the Mishnah the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Hey, move name v'chasneim. Okay. Stating that, Rav holds that in the Mishnah, you see the concept of a shlishi. And where do you see the concept of the shlishi? V'amai korile chasan benoi, kivan de ma'al maka'asi, kidar achadami. And the way Rashi explains this is that chasan means the eidim. So when it says Achi Aviv, Bneim v'chasneim, it means Achi Aviv's son or Achi Aviv's Edom. But the Achi Aviv's Edom Rav held is really a Shlishi. And the reason he held he's a Shlishi is because Kivin them al Makasi, as the Tziga Kivina, right? And as a result, we view him as a Shlishi, and Me'al Makasi is Kedar Acher, dummy. He's literally like from a Friya de Gadar. He's from a whole different generation, right? And if that's the case, so you see the Shlishi in the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah is not Murfachara. Again, in the Mishnah, you only saw Sheni Berishoin and Sheni B'Sheni. You didn't see a Shlishi. It's a problem. How could Rav say Shlishi Berishoin? Teretz, since you have to find the Shlishi in the Mishnah. Where's the Shlishi in the Mishnah? So the answer is Chasneim. That's the short answer. Chasneim, right? But the question is, where's Chasneim and Shlishi? So the first answer of the Gemara was, maybe Chasneim means Chasneim Shel Bineim, which is literally a Shlishi. Gemara said it doesn't stem with Reb Chiya. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe Chasneim means what we thought Chasneim means, but being that he's Me'al Makasi, we treat him Kedar Achadam. But here the Gemara asked the Kasha that we spoke at earlier. If this is the way you're going to make Rav stem with the Mishnah, right, if that's the case, this Dar Achar Yid is a Shlishi, but he's a Shlishi to the Sheni, right? Meaning the person is going to be considered a relative to his uncle's Edom. You tell me the uncle's Edom is a Shlishi. Okay, but you're the Sheni, clap at your uncle. So if that's the case, he's Shlishi B'Sheni, and Rav only held Shlishi B'Rishon. So if this is the way Rav learned the Mishnah, Rav would have said, I feel the Shlishi B'Rishon. It can't be this way he learned the Mishnah. This can't be the way Rav learned the Mishnah. Ella, Rav must be coming from somewhere else. The Amik Rabbi Laza, he must be coming from Rabbi Laza. Time to learn the price. So Rabbi Laza said, "Keshem Shachi Abba Lo Yoid Li." Rabbi Laza said, "Just like my father's brother can't say Edus about me, who Ubnoi V'Chasone, him, his son, and his Edom, Kach Ben Achi Abba, so too my father's brother's son Lo Yoid Li, who Ubnoi V'Chasone." Now, his father's brother's son's son is already a Shlishi. And if that's the case, Rabbi Laza is saying beforeish that a Shlishi B'Sheni is going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, okay. So in other words, this is where Rav was coming from. In the Mishnah, you don't see a Shlishi. But Rabbi Laza says beforeish a Shlishi. Right, Rabbi Laza, go through it a little more properly, said, Rochel Bitcha Ketana, what Rav said. So it's beforeish the Shlishi. But the Gemara says it's also a problem because he said a little bit better. Because he said even the Shlishi B'Sheni. The Rav Achsher Shlishi B'Sheni. And Rav said Shlishi B'Sheni is going to be kosher. Emphasis on Achsher. Right? He said it's going to be kosher. Rav only said Shlishi B'Rishon is a problem. He never said Shlishi B'Sheni. Rabbi Loz is clearly saying even Shlishi B'Sheni. So the Gemara says Rav Sabalah Kavose B'Chada U'Poligoleo B'Chada. Rav held a little bit like Rabbi Loz, but he was also Chelik Lib Rabbi Loz. He held a little bit like Rabbi Loz that there's a concept of a Shlishi. But he was Chelik and Rabbi Loz. Rabbi Loz took it a step further. He said Afilu Shlishi B'Sheni. Rav said only a Shlishi B'Rishon. My time in the Rav. What's Pshat and Rav that holds even a Shlishi? Meaning we went through all the Drushes, right, in the previous Gemara. We went through Layum Su'avis Habanim, Ubanim Layum Su'alavis. That's the battleground, right? That's where everything plays itself out. So it's Mestama somewhere in that pasuk, right? I mean, Mamish went through every nuance of that pasuk. L'chayre, we raised it to shtick already. So what's left to darshan from that, that you're going to be able to come up even with a shlichi? And just to be a little bit clear, all the drushes that we came up with, right, the best we're able to figure out is first cousins. From Bonim, right? Bonim, the first Bonim told me, first cousin. Okay, that's a Sheni B'Sheni. So the most we found was a Rishon Sheni, 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 Rishon, Rishon. Right, we couldn't do better than that. That was the most we were able to come up with. Now, if you're going to tell me even a Shlishi, Rav, who holds Shlishi B'Rishon, B'Sheni. But where does Rav get this concept of a Shlishi? So the Gemara says, he learned it to Amakra. Not surprisingly, from this pasuk, it says Layumsu Avis Habanim Ubanim LeRabbis Daracher. What's Ubanim? So Rashi had the gears of Vav LeRabbis, that it's coming from the extra Vav, that the Vav of Ubanim, that's LeRabbis Daracher, another generation. That's how he knows the Shlishi. Okay, but he held Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta Tafasta Mu Tafasta. There's another generation, but only copy the Rishon. So he knows the Shlishi Bishop Rabbi Lazar. So how does Rabbi Lazar know even Shlishi B'Sheni? Because it says Albanim. A new drasha. It says, you make the father on top of the son. As if to say, the father and the son are one. Meaning, if you have a shlishi, and Rabbi Lazar knows the shlishi also from the Vav, but once you have the shlishi, you also know that the father and the son are mamish the same. So if the shlishi is a problem for the Zayda, for the father, for the Rishon, that is also going to be a problem for the Sheni, because the Rishon and the Sheni, klapi, the halachas of Kroivim, are one and the same, because avos al-banim, they're literally one. Either way, this was Rav's comment that he made on the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah mentioned all the avos Kroivim, the Sheni Azov Shal Reb Chiya, Hei Muvneim, the Chosneim. And really what emerged from the Mishnah is that there's a concept of a Rishon and a Sheni. Past that, we don't see anywhere. Rav Tanu, Polig, Rav comes and he's mechadish that there's even a musig of a shlishi. And initially the Gemara thought maybe the shlishi is hinted to somewhere in the Mishnah. After further review, Rav actually has no makar from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very, very much mashma that there is no musig of a shlishi. Where did he get it from? He got it from Rabbi Lazar. Now, truth is, the Rabbi Lazar that he was coming from held even shlishi b'sheini, and even Rav only held shlishi b'rishain. He's sabalei. Kavase b'chada, he's polgaleh b'chada, but at the end of the day, that's where he's coming. What's the makar to this? We recap the makaris to the original halachas. What's the makar to this? It's from the Vav. And the Vav teaches me nachadar, and that's the dar shlishi. But tafasta mu tafasta, only shlishi b'rishon. Rabbi Lazar holds even shlishi b'sheni, because it says, loyumsu avais abonim, and we put the avais literally on the bottom. Either way, this was Rav's comment on the Mishnah. We're now going to present Rav Nachman's comment on the Mishnah, and then afterwards Rav Ashi's comment on the Mishnah. So if there's been Yevamis vibes up until this point in the sugya, we haven't seen anything yet. Zok the Gemara, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Achicha Moisni, my Shviga's brother, lo yoidli. Can't say Edus for me. He's my Karev, my mother-in-law's brother. Ben, Achicha Moisni, lo yoidli. My mother-in-law's brother's son, also can't say this about me. And Ben Achois Chamoisi Lo Yodli, my mother-in-law's sister's son, also can't say this about me. So Rav Nachman walks into Bis Medrash and he says these three things: Achi Chamoisi, the Shviger's brother, can't say this. The Shviger's brother's son can't say this, and the Shviger's sister's son also can't say this. Zok the Gemara Tana Tuna. That's Rav Nachman talking. He said it's Mefurish in the Mishnah. Sounds like news to you? Well, guess what? You didn't learn the Mishnah properly. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Balachoisai, Ubalachois Aviv, Ubalachois Imoi, right? Those were three of the people mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah concluded, Hein, Uvneim, Vichasneim. And if that's the case, then it's really mefurish in the Mishnah everything that I just said. So what's Pashup Shatz? There's not a lot of Rashi here, because really you just have to do the math by yourself in the head. Achicha Moisi, which is the first thing that Reb Nachman said, is the equivalent of Chasan Balachoisi. Ben Achicha Moisi is the same exact as Chasan Balachois Ofi. And Ben Achois Chamoisi is the same as Chasan Balachois Imi. Right? If you just want to be metired a little bit. Tein l'chochem v'yech gamoi. What's Achicha Moisi? It's your mother-in-law's brother. Right? Your mother-in-law's brother, from the perspective of the Sheni, is the equivalent to, from the mother-in-law's brother's perspective, as saying, my sister's son-in-law, or my sister's husband's son-in-law, right? Same thing. So, Achicha Moisi, my shviger's brother, from your perspective, is the same as, from the shviger brother's perspective, saying, my sister's Edom. Right? That's easy. Ben Achicha Moisi, my mother-in-law's brother's son, is the equivalent to saying, right, my mother-in-law's brother's son, to saying, my father's sister's Edom. Right, same exact thing. And my mother-in-law's sister's son is equivalent to saying, my mother's sister's Edom. It's mamash one and the same. So Rav Nachman said that I'm flipping it. And like we said, everything in the Mishnah flips. So I'm just flipping it, and that's really all it is. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Kavina bei Ula, when I was by Ula, Ibayulon, I asked him the following question, Achi Chom of Mahu, my Shver's brother, not mentioned in the Mishnah, is he considered a karev? Is he not considered a karev? Ben Achicham of Ma'u, what about my Shver's brother's son? Or Ben Achicham of Ma'u, what about my Shver's sister's son? So this is the question that we ask. Amalon, they told him, Tirisu, it's Mamish the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah. It's Mamish exactly like in the previous Gemara. What does the Mishnah say? It says, Achiv, V'achi Aviv, V'achi Imoy, Hey, Muvneim, V'chasneim. And if that's the case, it's Mefurish. So Rashi explains. Rashi says, Achi Chomov is the equivalent of Chasan Achiv. Ben Achi Chomov is the equivalent of Chasan Achi Aviv. And Ben Achois Chomov is the equivalent of Chasan Achi Imoy. You just have to twist your brain a little bit. But that's really all it is. Right, let's just take the first one. Achi Chomov. What's Achi Chomov? Your Shver's brother. So my Shver has a brother, so my Shver's brother is my Karev. Okay, from your Shver's brother's perspective, who are you? You're Chasan Achiv, right? Now be your Shver's brother. Oh, he's my brother's Edom. It's very simple. Ben Achi Aviv, my Shver's brother's son, is the equivalent to my father's brother's Edom, and my Shver's sister's son is the equivalent to my mother's brother's Edom. Again, this is actually very, very simple. So simple that no one even explains it, because all you have to do is twist your mind a little bit, like I said. Geschmacki Yavamas vibes. Either way, now we're going to get a little bit of lumdus. Sakti Gemara, Rav Ikla, Lemizban Gvili. Rav went to a certain place and he wanted to buy klafim. He was looking to buy parchment. I saw a brew from Margolis and Margolis Sayam. Hashtag no raid. But I saw he says that Rav Ikla, where did he go? Rav Ikla, Rav went, Lemizban Gvili. I know, but where did he go? Every single time in Shas it says someone was Ikla. Where did he go? He came to Pompadisa, he came to Naharda, Hassam Hocha, right? He went somewhere, Aspanya, right? Where did he go? Rav Ikla. So he said, if you look in the Yerushalmi, it's actually Mashma, Rav Ikla the Mizban Gvili. There was a place called Mizban Gvili. So he says, Rashi says, Rav Ikla, he went someplace. Why did he go to buy Gvili? Right, it makes a lot of sense. He went to buy klafim, not cards. He went to buy parchment, right? That was yesterday's now. So says Rav Ruvim Margolis, but I actually think from the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that there's a place called Mizban Gvili, and it makes sense, because otherwise, where did Rav go? It's a shtickle chaser from the Gemara. Either way, so Rav goes to buy Gvili and bo mine, and they ask him the following question, Mau sheyeid adam be'eshes chargoy, is a person allowed to say edus about his stepson's wife? So what's the yisoid of the shayla? So the yisoid of the shayla is like this. Chargoy is one of the kraven that were mentioned in the Mishnah, but it was unique. Because what did the Mishnah say about chargoy? It said, chargoy levada, which means it doesn't have this hisafa of mneim v'chasneim. So the oilam over here, they were lamdana. Right, sometimes Rav went to places and they were big amei aretz. Gemara in the end of Masechta Schumim, Perek HaLabasar, that talks about they didn't know Basar V'chal. Right, there were some basic things that you find, basic halachas in Erevin. Rav had to teach Dayum throughout Shas. Rav was a big Makarav, he had great bites on this. We said that's why it was called Rav and Shalkol B'nei HaGoyle, because he taught Torah to everybody. Either way, Rav here goes to a shtot, we don't know where it is, unless it's Mizban Gvili, and they will lamdan him. They had a good shayla. They said, I know from the Mishnah in Zaboyer that as it relates to all the Kroivim, it's Heim, Uvneim, Vichasneim. There's one that's different, and that's the Chargoy. Now, this is part of the lumdus of these Chefra. If it's Heim, Uvneim, Vichasneim, I'm assuming it's their wives also, right? If it's the Edims and the sons, it's probably also the wives. But Chargoy is Levadai. So if Chargoy is Levadai, maybe Levadai means not the Chargoy's son, not his Edim, and maybe also not his wife. Or maybe the wife is different. So the Gemara said, Basura Amri, in Surah they said, Baal ke Ishtoi, Bepumbatisa Amri, Isha ke Baila, which by the way means the same thing. What's the difference? So Tein Lechachan ke Yech Gamay, but is Baal ke Ishtoi or is Isha ke Baila, right? You could say some machshava on this, but either way, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, and the Makar to this, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav said, he said, Menayin Shisha Gabayla, how do you know this concept of Ishta Kegufa? How do you know that a married woman is like her husband? Because the Pasuk says, Ervas Achi Avicha Loisagala El Ishta Loisikrav Doidoschoi. Now, who's the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about your father's brother's wife. And we refer to her as Doidoschoi. She's your aunt. Faith the Gemara, she's your aunt. Valoi Ishes Doidoschoi. She's not really your aunt, she's your uncle's wife. Right, if it's your father's sister, it's doidoschehi. But your father's brother's wife, oh, nichlal isha kabayla. That if your father's brother's wife is your aunt, oh, that's a raya ishta kagufay. So again, is it balke ishta, is it isha kabayla? That's a matter of semantics. But the bottom line is, if charga is a problem, so too charga's wife is going to be a problem as well. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned ubal imay, right? That was one of the avos hakroivim that were mentioned. And it said, who? Ubnoi. So it's Baal Imai, his son, and his Eidim. Faith the Gemara, B'nai, Hainu Achiv. Isn't Baal Imai's son your brother? Now, the Gemara is going to say in a second, no. You have to even know what the Havamina is. But the Havamina is that the Gemara understands Baal Imai means your mother's son. Now, it's your mother's son through another husband, and that's why we're calling him B'noi Shel Baal Imai. But it's not just B'noi Shel Baal Imai, it's also B'noi Shel Imai. Meaning, you could have a full brother, Min Av and Min Em, you could have a half-brother from your father. The Gemara assumes that the Ben of Baal Imai is really also Ben Shel Imai. And we're just referring to him as Ben Shel Baal Imai because it's only Ben Shel Imai, it's not Ben Shel of it. But the point is, if that's the case, he's really your brother. And brother was already mentioned in the Mishnah. And there was no distinction between Ben Mena Ava, Ben Mena. So the assumption then is that Ben Shabal Imoy should be included in Achiv. And why is it separate, says the Gemara? Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Nitzricha Elo La'achi Ha'ach. No, Benoy Shabal Imoy does not mean Ben Imoy. It means what it sounds like it means. And that is your stepfather's son, who is then your half-brother's brother. But it's not your brother at all, and it's for that reason it had to be included separately in the Mishnah. It says, Rav Chizda, Ach Sheba Ach Yach. Rav Chizda once said that Ach Yach, your brother's brother, is not going to be Karev. Amar Lo, they told him, like Shmila Chadar Rav Yirmiyah. Don't you know what Rav Yirmiyah said? Rav Yirmiyah said that when it says in the Mishnah, Baal Imai Huv Noi, it means Ach Yach. Amar Lo, he told him, like Shmili, I didn't hear it. Kleiman, we knew he knew about it, but what he meant to say was, like Sphirili, I don't hold it this. Ihachi, so they asked him, Oi Bazai, Hainu Achiv. So why is it not Achiv, the original Kasha that forced Rabbi Yirmiyah to say this pshat in the Mishnah? So Rav Chizda says, no, Tana Achim and Avik, Tana Achim and Aim. I hold the Tana the Mishnah very much wanted you to know Achim and Aim. Because as we saw, the Ikud Rosh of Kravim, you only know Min Av, and we know throughout Shas, Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, whether it's in Hilchas Yibum, in Hilchas Yeshnaichlin, so that's usually the way it is anyways. So in Kravim, in Psuli Eidus, Psuli Dayanis, it's also Min Aim, and that's why it gets a special shout out. Amrav Chizda's next Gemara is interesting. Avi Chasan, Vavi Kala. So the Chassan's father and the Kala's father, Mechotonim, Me'idin Zelzeh, they're let it be made on each other. And if you want to know what the I never heard this at a Shevet Brachas speech, but if you want to know how you compare Mechotonim, that Ki Achlo Ledana. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Achlad Nada means kemegufa she'ena dava l'chafes. It means like you have a barrel and you put a cover on the barrel. So I don't think it means a cover that doesn't fit on the barrel, even if it fits. But if you have a cover on top of a barrel, so they're a shtickle one, right? Meaning they have a sheiches. There's nothing to talk about. They're not one, and that's this Indian that mechutonim get a shout out in this sugya. They're not considered craven in the world of edus. A person's allowed to say edus about his wife. That's only in arusa, meaning ishtoi for sure is considered a relative. What about in arusa? So if there's erus in it, there's no nesuin. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said, "Meid adam leishtoi arus." Ravina said, "Loi amar." This is only true. Elu lafukemina. That's to take something away from her. But for sure, to give her something, that's not something you would be allowed to do. Because if you want to give her something, then you're already, maybe not a karev, but you're an egeya be'edos. And the reason you're an egeya be'edos is because you're going to eventually have nechsem alog and nechsem barzel, right? The minute the ink dries on the ksuba, you're going to be a grosser gvir. And as a result, you're a big negev adover for this to happen. So, although it's true, there's an Indian Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Meyed Adam Lishtei Arusa, Amar Avinu Loi Amar, En Elu Lafukimina, Avali Uli Loi Mehen. But the Gemara says, Veloi Hi, it's not true. Loi Shna Lafukim, Veloi Shna Liyulei, Loi Mehemen. What are you talking about? An Arusa is a Karev. How could you say Eidah? My date, and he continued, did the Gemara. My date, what are you gonna say? Right, what would be the makar that an arusa should not be a car? Right, if you ask someone, is an arusa a car? I don't know, what's the shayla? So, what would be this? Your havamina, probably based on something Ula said. What did Ula say? Ishtei arusa loy oinein. There's no hilchasaninos. V'loy metamala. And if you're a kayin, you're not allowed to be metamater. V'cheni loy oinein. That's why metamala goes in the reverse. Meis if she dies in a yarsha. Meisu gaiviksu basa. But what is the point? You see from here that what? You see that the laws of Tuma don't apply. The laws of Yerusha don't apply. Oh, it sounds like there's no kraivim, right? Because a kayin is allowed to be metamater a karv. Oh, so vice is you're not a karv. This is probably where you're coming from when you say meid adam leish. Right again, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was the one that said, "Made Adam Lishtei Arusa." Ravina commented on what Rabbi Bar Chana might have meant, but he said, "V'lohi, the whole thing is one big mistake." But the Mara says, "No, I'll tell you why, because Hasam B'Sheira Talu Rachmana Akati Lav She'erohi." He said, "Don't prove anything from there." Right again, he's saying that my daitik, what would be the svarah to say, meid adam lishtei arusa? Because you see, all those halachas don't apply, but he said it's a tois. Because over there, those dinam are tali not in kurva, the tali in she'eroi. You have to be mamish one with the person. Right, both places Rashi says, it says she'eroi. Ki im l'she'eroi akarev elov, it says l'she'eroi akarev elov in the sugi of Toman and the sugi of Yerusha. So enechen ami lav she'eroi hi. Right, that's v'hoyu l'basarecha. That's when there's nesuin. Avahachem ishum akruve daito v'ikruve daito l'gabal. They're for sure kroivim enough as it relates to this. And it's for that reason the halacha is that a husband will never be able to be made in a zarusa, not l'toiv, not l'mutav. There's no situation where this is something that you would be allowed to do. So going back to the Mishnah mentioned first the long list of kriv, and it said, Hein uvneyem vichasneyem, right? How many were in the list? We had 9. And then we mention vicharga is a tent. That's unique, because the charga is levada, meaning it's a bona fide kriv, even the wife, as we saw, a benat b'neyem of nat b'neyem. And let's just be mindful of Reb Chiya's braisa. Remember, Reb Chiya said, shmoina avos, shehem 24, 32, 40, but Reb Chiya said 8. So the Mishnah had 9 plus 1, we know Reb Chiya had 8. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Chargoy Levadi, a braisa that expounds on this Indian. Chargoy is different. There's no b'nei of b'nei same. Rabbi Yossi Oima, Gisai. Rabbi Yossi said Gisai. Now, it was very unclear. All he said was Gisai. So the Gemara is going to get into it a little bit. But Rabbi Yossi said Gisai. Who's the Gisai again? That's your shvager. But how is Gisai your shvager? It's your wife's sister's husband. Zok de Tanu, we have another braisa. Gisai Levadi, Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Chargoy. Rabbi Yehuda said Chargoy. So again, the first price is Chargoy Levadoy. Rabbi Yossi says Gisai. The second price is Gisai Levadoy. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Chargoy. Now, if you put the two prices together, so you have Rabbi Yossi saying Gisai and Rabbi Yehuda saying Chargoy, right? But it's two prices. Chargoy Levadoy, Rabbi Yossi says Gisai. Gisai Levadoy, Rabbi Yehuda says Chargoy. The Mar says, my karma. How do you make sense of this? The Mar says, like, this is the way you're supposed to read the price. So Chargoy Levadoy, but who had in the Gisai? That Chargoy Levadoy, and so to Gisai. V'as Rabbi Yossi Lomemer, Gisai Levadoy, V'adin L'Chargoy. Meaning, there's no machloikis in the two braises, L'Halacha. Both braises are saying the same thing. Chargoy Levadoy, Vuadin Gisai, Gisai Lavadev, Vuadin Lacharge. That Sai Chargoy and Sai Gisai Alavadev. So remember, the Mishnah said Chargoy Lavadev. But the Braisa is saying Chargoy Lavadev, Vuadin Lagisai. All Rabbi Yossi is saying is no. Gisai Lavad, Vuadin Lacharge. He's not arguing with him. So what's the difference? Is it Chargoy and Gisai, Gisai and Chargoy? What difference does it make? Akasha Famaisa for right now. But the bottom line is that what they're saying? Meaning, there's really no machloikis. But the Gemara says, Elo, Masnisan Diktani, the Mishnah that said, Gisai, who ubnoi v'chasonoi, mani loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbi Yossi. Because in our Mishnah, it's only chargoy levadoi. And we're saying from the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yossi's and these braises that they both hold Sai chargoy and Sai Gisai alavadoi, which is not like the Mishnah that said that by Gisai, it's who ubnoi v'chasonoi. Velo hachikam. Maybe this is the way you read the braise. Again, this is a very open-ended braise. Some braises are like a whiteboard. You can really do a lot with them because it's so not clear what the braise said. So the Gemara says, okay, let's take two. Maybe the braise means as follows. Chargoy levadoi, aval gisoy hu bnoi v'chasonen. Okay. V'osir abyoisi lemeimar gisoy levadoi, aval chargoy hu bnoi v'chasonen. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are arguing. They both hold that one of them is Levadoi. And the question is, which one is Levadoi? Which is a little bit what it sounds like. So, Chargoy Levadoi, Aval Gisoy Hubnoi V'chasonoi, or is it Gisoy Levadoi, but Chargoy Hubnoi V'chasonoi? Right? That seems to be the most obvious way to learn these two braises. But the Gemara says, if that's what the braises means, V'elo Hadotani Reb Chiya. Let's go back to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, Shmoina Avois, Shein Esrin V'arba. Come on, like Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Reb Chiya said 8, but the Mishnah really said 9. So what's going to have to probably be Pshan and Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya has one of the ones that the Mishnah mentioned, Heim Uvnei V'chasneim, as being really Levadai. Which means Reb Chiya is going to have two Levadais. Which are going to be the two? So Chargoy, the Mishnah already had, probably Gisoy, just based on everything that we're saying right now. So according to Reb Chiya, you're going to have at least one of the two Tanoim that are going to hold that it's Sai Chargoy and Sai Gisoy Levadai. You can't say that they both hold that Gisoy and Chargoy are Levadai, because in the Mishnah you see only one of them is Levadai, not Gisoy. And you can't say that they both hold that only one of them is Levadoi, because then you can't have, it's not going to show with Reb Chiya, who holds that both of them is Levadoi. So the Gemara says, Ela hachi kamar, this is the way you have to read the Gemara. Chargoy Levadoi, aval gisoy hu bnoi v'chasonoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds Chargoy Levadoi, aval gisoy hu bnoi v'chasonoi. Like what? The Mishnah. V'alsi Rabbi Yosi lemeimar, gisoy Levadoi, v'koshke Chargoy. I mean, if you hold Chargoy, and not Gisai, I hold Gisai Koshke and Chargoy. Umasnisi Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Brice Rabbi Yossi, and the Brice is going to be Alibah the Rabbi Yossi. Bottom line is, from the Mishnah, we know that at least one of them has to be Heim Uvnei V'chasneim. From Reb Chiya, we know that at least one of them has to hold that both of them are Levadai. So you have to have the Shita that holds one of them are Levadai, and you have to have the Shita that holds that both of them are Levadai. And that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi respectively. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one of them is Levadai. Which one is that? That's Chargoy. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi holds that both of them are Levadai, and that is Shitas Rab Chiya. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmol. We descend the name of Shmol. Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, which Rabbi Yossi? So we just mentioned a Shitas Rabbi Yossi, right? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said that not only Chargoy Levadoi, but Gisai Levadoi as well. In fact, the Shmoina Avos Kroivim of Rabbi Chiya is going a little bit to Rabbi Yossi. But the truth is, we had another Rabbi Yossi. We had a Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, after the whole Mishnah said, Zum Mishnas Rabbi Akiva, feels like a long time ago. Avil Mishnah Rishoyna holds Doide Uben Doide V'chol Aroy L'Yorshay. Only they are going to be included. So there's the Rabbi Yossi, who's chaylik a little bit on the Mishnah. He holds, as it relates to the Shvager, your wife's, sisters, husbands, son and Adim, they're not going to be included. Gisai Levad. But this is the more fundamental Rabbi Yossi. This is the Rabbi Yossi that turned the whole Mishnah upon him, the whole Sugya. Upside down, right? We have the Rabbi Yossi that said that all these Krovim Stamazai are not Negeya. The only Krovim that are Negeya are the Mishpachas Abdigit Krovim, the Krovim of Yerusha. So when Yehuda says the name of Shmuel Aloch Rabbi Yossi, really it can mean one of two things, and that's really the precap to this next Gemara that we're going to learn. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that Aloch is like Rabbi Yossi. Zok the Gemara Amaisai. Him Matanto, there was a Shtar Matanet Avichsim Alech Shrei Gisi. There were two Shvogers, as in the Gisi sense, that was signed on this Shtar. So Rabbi Yosef Lach Shura. So Rabbi Yosef was there, and Rabbi Yosef said it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Dom Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosef understood which Rabbi Yosi, the raiser of the Mishnah, who holds that Mishpachas ain't a Kriya Mishpacha. It's Tavka B'Roi L'Yosha that you consider the car. Since two Shvagas, and again, what's a Shvagas? Your wife's sisters, that's not Mishpachas. And as a result, he held that, oh, Halacha Rabbi Yosi, they're going to, oh, they are Abaye, of course. So why does Abaye tell Rabbi Yosi? My, Rabbi Yosi, the Masnis and the Machsha Begisa. Why are you assuming that Rabbi Yehuda Machmul said Halacha Rabbi Yosi, he meant that Rabbi Yosi? Dilma Rabbi Yosi, the Braisa, maybe means the Tzveita Rabbi Yosi, the Possel Begisa, who said Gisa is Possel. What did he say? Oh, Bnei B'chasibet, that's not what's going on over here. You have two Shvagas being made together. It's not their sons and their Edims. So he told them back, Loisolka Daitacht, Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Kegoin Ana Upinchas, Dehavinon Achi V'gisi. That Rabbi Yosef said, I once heard Shmuel say, Rabbi Yosef was a Talmud of Shmuel, right? So he said, I once heard Shmuel say that me and my brother Pinchas, we're brothers and we're Shvagas, we're going to be Pasul Edus. Now, me and my brother Pinchas are brothers and shvagas. The fact that brothers are pasul edus, we don't need shmul for. So what is he essentially coming to say? What he's coming to say is that me and my brother Pinchas, that are shvagas, are also pasul edus only because we're brothers. Let's take a step backwards. We're not learning Yevamos now, right? Can't take anything for granted. What does it mean that Shmuel and Pinchas are brothers and shvagas? I mean, this is like the easiest Yevamos question in the world, right? You don't get this right in Yevamos, you funky test. It's because they're married to two sisters, right? This is called two brothers that are married to two sisters. No one has to die in the sugya. But you have two brothers that are married to two. All you have is a shtar matana here. But you have two brothers that are married to two sisters. So they're brothers and they're shvagas. So that was very unique about Shmuel and his brother Pinchas. He said, Mich and Pinchas are psul eidus. Now, the fact that him and his brother psul eidus, everyone chap. So, Rabbi Yosef, what was he coming to say? That Hagam with Shvogers, the only reason we're psul eidus is because we're also brothers. Abu Ghis said, I'm a shaper dami. Said, that's how I know when Shmuel said, Allah, Rabbi Yosef, that was the Rabbi Yosef that he meant. But Abaye told him, Vidilma, Kagayna, no, Pinchas, Mishum de Gisa Kama. Abaye said, maybe all he was trying to do was define geese. What's a geese? What's a Shvogger? Not geese. Geese. Right? He's trying to define a Shvogger. So, how exactly do you define a shvager? So he said, you want to know what a gis is? A gis is your wife's sister's husband. Meaning, now, you, Rav Yosef Abaye says, you're reading too much into this. I don't think he was coming to do that. He was just trying to say, Vos main gisi. You want to know what gisi is? Me and my brother. Oh, we're shvagas. Why we're shvagas? Because we're married sisters, but not to say that the only reason we're pasul edus is because we're brothers, but had we been only shvagas, we would have been kosher. Unless Rav Yosef heard what Abaye told him, he was masking, right? This is throughout Shas. Rav Yosef hears what Abaye tells him. He says, right? Because he was a chayla, shenis rapa, etc., etc. So he said, Zil kanye be'edim and sir. Meaning, what happens? It was a shtar machtana that came. You have these two edim that are signed, and they're shvagas. Rabbi Yosef says, oh, I know shvagas are kosher, right? Shmuel said Allah Rabbi Yosef, and I know from the Maisa Shoy that he means Rabbi Yosef of the Mishnah. But Abaye just told him that that's not the case. He means Rabbi Yosef of the Braisa, and shvagas apostle is. So this shtar maton is not a good shtar. So he told, okay, you want to be koinit, the edim on the shtar are problematic, go have edim asira. Oh, edim asira, like we pass on like Rabbi Loza, edim asira karti. It's not only true in Gittin, it's true. But Shar Shtaris says, well, this is the way you're going to make the transaction. But the Gemara says, Abaye told him, Rabbi said, that even though Rabbi Loza holds the Edim Mesir Karti, but if there's a Ziyuf in the Shtar, it's going to be a problem. Nothing Rabbi Yosef said ended up working. Yeah, Amalei says, I'm new, Zil, Shafki, Lidai, Svinalach. I tried getting you this Matana. Work it out with Abaye. I'm sorry, I can't help you anymore. He tried very hard. Abba Maisa, it didn't work. Let's just finish the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Tomorrow we return to our regular program, by the way, which is Agadata. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Nachash HaKadmoini from 7.5 years ago. But Leichte Dafin and Geshmaka Reid about Mesis Umadiyach. So we'll finish the sugya now. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the mission? The end of the mission, there was a machloikis. What happens if somebody was once a karev, but at the time that he saw the edus, or at the time that he came to testify in court, at that point, he wasn't a karev anymore. So the Mishnah said, "V'chala karev loy ba'oses shah." That's a problem. Aba haya karev v'nisrachei kareza kosh. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, "Afilu meisa bita v'yesh loy bonim imena hareza karev." That in the event that someone, let's say, had a daughter that Rachman al Islam passed away, and he has an eidim, so that eidim, you would say, is no longer a karev, right? But to the extent that this children from that daughter, that would be enough to keep the kurvakite going, and as a result, that person would still be considered a karev. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like the Chachamim don't agree with that. Chachamim didn't add that caveat. And on that note, we have to now figure out who are we paskin like. So, Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Tavlo, Amar Rav Bruno, Amar Rav halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman, ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanim, Rabbi Yochanan, ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Bottom line is, a major machloik is whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or we don't paskin like Rabbi Bar Yehuda. Ike de masni la, lahod de Rabbi Bar Bachanim aha. So again, Rabbi Bar Bachanim was the one that said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda. In the first girsa of the Gemara, in the first Lishna, it's a comment on the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. In the Ike de masni la, it's going to be a comment. Again, it's Rabbi Bar Bachanim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. On, that's going to be commenting on a different halacha, but as we're going to see, that other halacha is the same halacha at its core to the halacha of our Mishnah. So the Ikka de Masni is not a different din. It's just a different version of how this din was transmitted. Okay, so what's the Ikka de Masni? Azu Darash Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili gave the following drasha. Ubasa la kayhanim Halavim, velashoyfet ashiyeh b'yamim ahim. Right, you're going to go to the kehanim, the levim, and to the shoyfet that are what? That on your days, not the amalek gedayrus and not the kimid gedayrus. You're going to go to the shoyfet of your generation. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshin in vichisala daitcha adam oilech etzal shoyfet shaloi hayu b'yamav. Right, those words would seem to be as extra as any words in the Torah. Obviously, you're going to the shoyfet ashiyeh b'yamim. Elo, you know what this pasuk is coming to say? Zeh shahoyu karev v'nesrachek. What the pasuk is coming to say is that the only time a dayin is going to be possible is if that dayin is a kariv right then and there. Meaning, bayomim ahem means ba'asharushan. Right now, you look at the kohen, you look at the levi, you look at the shofet, and you ask yourself, is this person a kariv or is this person not a kariv? If, however, he was a kariv v'nis rachek, then already, it's not going to be a problem. And that's the Bayomim Ahim. Bayomim Ahim, obviously the Shoifet is Bayomim Ahim. Bayomim Ahim means right then and there. Right then and there is he a Karev, it's a problem, if not, now. The Hainu, if he was a Karev in a Srachik, everything is good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is Ikka Damasni, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Okay, what does that mean? So what the Gemara means is as follows, that from Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you see, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Look in the Rishonim. Where do you see it? He didn't say a word about Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a child from the daughter, but he didn't also not say that way. So from the Stimas Haloshin of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it sounds like he for sure holds like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. If Rabbi Bar Bachana Am Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha Ki Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's the equivalent thereof of saying in our Mishnah Ein Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. And those are the two Lashonis, right? So if you look five lines from the bottom, Am Rabbi Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan Ein Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. That if someone is a Karev and a Srachik, you're automatically going to be kosher. Where was it said in the first Lishna on the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Yesh labanim, ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda." Zok Rabbi Bar Bachana in the name of his great Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. In the Lishna Basra, he's not even talking about our Mishnah. He's talking about something Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. But in Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you see, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And there, Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say ein halach. He said yeah halach ab halach Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which is the equivalent thereof of saying ein halach to Rabbi Yehuda. Amaisa bnei chamud amarukfa. The sons of Mar Ukva's Shver, in other words, Mar Ukva's Shvogers, Kroivim v'nisrachku hava. They were Kroivim, but they were Nisrachku. So again, Mar Ukva was married. His wife had brothers, right? Mar Ukva's Shver had sons. Mar Ukva's married. His wife had brothers, but then his wife passed away. So these Shvogers were not really Shvogers anymore. They were Kroivim v'nisrachku. Also, the Kami Ladino, and then they had a din tayr, and they went to Mar Ukva. Amar lupa suna lucha ladino. Mar Ukva said, I can't pass king the shaylus. Amar lupa, they told him, I died to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, because you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning because they were children, and as a result, the kurva is still something that is around. Anan, right? My sinon igarta mi mar rafto. We were anticipating this, but we have a letter that came from Eretz Yisrael. De ena lochik Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right, it's very geschmack. Because who said ena lochik Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan. So we have an igeres from my rabbi that the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. He told him, atu bekaba de kira idvaknu b'chu. It sounds like they had a little bit of an interesting relationship. He says, what, you think that I was trying to say that you're still related to me? As if we're attached together with wax? No, that's not what I meant. We're not related. Trust me, we're not related. You don't need any brief from Eretz Yisrael to know that. So why then did I say I don't want to paskin field, like kamina pasuna l'chuladina, elo mishav d'leitzisina l'dina. The reason I was saying that I'm puzzled to judge for you is simply because I know you're not going to listen to my din Torah. And if there's a halacha, believe it or not, it's actually learned out from this Gemara, that if a dayan knows that the balidinim are not going to listen to this psak, you can't issue the psak. So he told him, trust me, zark z'chnesh, I don't think we're kroivim. At the same time, I'm puzzled, not because kroivim v'nisrachku, because I know ain't halacha k'rab Yehuda, but simply because I know you're not going to listen to what I have to say. The Mishnah said, at the very, very end, ha'oyev ha'soyne, oyev zeshuj binoy, soyne kol sh'leidi b'irmai shloisha yamin be'eva. This was all Rabbi Yehuda talking, and the Chachamim said, lo nechshetu Yisrael alkach. Says the Gemara, oyev zeh shushbinoi v'chulu v'kamo. So what's shushbinoi? So we actually had the sugya of shushbinoi in the end of Baba Basra. But the shushbinim, these were the friends that used to come, and they used to celebrate the chasana and the sheva brachas together with the chasin. They would pay for the sudas and the meals. Right, there's big chayshe mishpat implications. We treat it like a chayv, if you remember. But there's a major sugya related to the shushbinim. So the shushbin is... Now, what does that mean? It means if somebody was your shushbin and now you're celebrating your 25th anniversary, so he's still going to be possible edus. Somewhere says the common meaning. There has to be some statute of limitations. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yermi, Amar Rav, Kol Shivisim Amishta. It's the entire shet. Rabbanim Shmei the Rabba Amri. Afilu Miyom Rishon VeElach. No, it's the Yoy Machupa VeZehu. Meaning, once already you're holding by the Erish Teshev Brachas Noch Techasana, you're not considered Shushbinim anymore. Hasoyne Kol Shlei Dibur V'Chul Tanu Rabbanon. So, what's the makar to this idea that an Oyev and a Soyne are apostle Eidos and the apostle Fidayonos? So it's learned to happen in the following pasuk. It says, and this is in the parasha of the Retzech B'Shoikik. We'll just read the whole pasuk. It says, Oy b'chol even asher yamos ba, b'loy ra'ois, v'yapil olav, v'yamos, v'loy oyev loy, v'loy mevakish ra'osai. So we're talking about someone who killed somebody by mistake, right? V'loy oyev loy, in Hayden. V'loy mevakish ra'osai, he's not trying to do anything bad to him, says the Gemara, v'loy oyev loy, yedenu. If you don't hate him, then you can say Eidos. And v'loy mevakish ra'osai, if you're not looking to do harm to him, yedinen. So then you're allowed to judge him. Now again, this is not Pshutei Shel Mikra, right? Pshutei Shel Mikra is talking about someone who actually killed somebody. He didn't kill him because he hated him. He didn't kill him because he was Mevakish Rasek. But we're darshaning the Pasek. And the reason we're darshaning the Pasek is because there are many psukim, say the Rishonim, that already say this halacha, and this pasuk is very much an actual Rashi's lashon. The kroyachrina tuva. There's so many psukim in the Torah that say this idea. So these words are certainly extra. A lot of these types of words in the Torah will be extra, and they all need to be gedarshan. But the way we darshan this is v'uloy oyev loy as it relates to edos, loy mevakesh loss as it relates to dan. So gemar ashkechon soyne oyev minal. How do you know an oyev? So the Gemara says kari behach. This is the way you have to read the pasuk. V'uloy oyev loy. V'loy oyev loy. Just like a play on words. Loy idenu. That's how I know loy idenu. V'loy mevakish ra'asoy. V'loy teivasoy yedinenu. Right? It's a nice drasha. It says oyev. Don't just say oyev. Atikri oyev. Ela oyev. And it's not just ra'asoy. It's also teivasoy. But the Gemara asks the obvious follow-up. Midi oyev ksiv. It doesn't say oyev. It says oyev, right? What's the basis for this drasha? Ela zok the Gemara sfaru. You have to say it's logical. Oyev, my time. Mishum de marcha kadaite. It's because you feel distant to him, and as a result, it's going to implicate and it's going to impact the way you're going to go about your business. Oyev nami mikra vadaite. Right, in one case, you're a little too far, and the other is a little too close. So, the Gemara for Rabbanan, hay loy oyev loy, v'loy mevakish ra'asoy, my darshibe. Right, this was all Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim said, le'nechsh to Yisrael al-kach. And there's no pasuk for this either. So, if that's the case, what do they do with these psukim? So, the Gemara says, chad le'dayin. Oh, this is very critical. In other words, the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, they only argue with regards to the Edus component, but they don't argue with regards to the Dayanus component. Rashi and the Mishnah already spoke this out, by the way. But Al Koponim and Echanami as it relates to Dayan the Maskin and Ibuk the Tanya, like the following Bryce. Amarab Yoisi Bereb Yehuda. Vuloy Oyefloy. Vuloy Mevakesh Rasoi. Mikan, from here we learn. Lushnei Tamid Chachamish, Soin and Zezeh. If they hate each other, Shein Yoishim, then Kecha, then I'll let us sit on the same Bezdin. And the reason is because a Bezdin is supposed to work together to figure out what the halach is. And these two chevra are not going to get along, and every time he's going to say a svara, he's going to try to undermine him, and it's not really going to be yetzei din emes lamita, like we saw in the beginning of the parak. And it's for that reason, that pasuk, how do I know that? I know that from this extra pasuk right here, and we are going to stop here.